couple things.
There's
a couple things going on. So I want to emphasize one thing that Morales said before we get to all the football and all that stuff. It is Million Dollar Monday, and coming up for you at 2:15, you got a chance to win tickets to see Rams Cardinals Battle of the Undefeated Sunday at SoFi Stadium. And when you win, you give us your prediction for the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. You nail that, you win $1 million. So Ireland, we are the best team in the National Football League, period.
Mace, let me tell you something.
Yes.
I've been to 8 NBA finals.
Yes.
I've seen this look in a team before.
Oh, I like where you're going.
This Rams team of yours.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't mean they're going to win the Super Bowl, but they are by far and away the favorite now.
Yes.
And I want you to think about a couple of things. You were there, and I want to hear about what it was like being inside the building. But I want you to think about a couple of things. This should have been even more lopsided than it was.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew Stafford, as great as he was, missed DeSean Jackson twice when he was open for a touchdown pass. Twice. Mace, they didn't run the ball. They didn't run the ball. I mean, can you imagine if Cam Akers was on this team? I think they ran for the Sony Michel broke off a run late in the game.
Yeah.
But they basically said, we don't need it. And they dominated this game. This game should have been way worse than it was. And that was Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
That was the defending Super Bowl champion. I know it's only week three, but if they can keep their core guys healthy, Matthew Stafford, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, they can keep those guys healthy and continue to use DeSean Jackson the way they did, which is basically lull him to sleep with Cooper Kupp.
Take the top off the defense,
and then put DeSean Jackson out there, and everybody's worried about Kupp and Higbee, and DeSean is wide open. Like I said, he should have had – you know what I'm talking about, right? He should have had three touchdown
there
passes.
There was one that should have been pass interference. There was one bomb that should have been pass interference.
Right, but
I think
even
it was on the second drive of the game.
Yeah, but even though that they didn't call – I mean, the Rams didn't need it. They dominated this game.
No, they are really, really good. And Matthew Stafford now has the best QBR in the National Football League. He was great. Yes, he was exceptional yesterday.
I know it's only 3 weeks in, but if you took a straw poll of NFL MVP, Stafford by far and away is number one. By the way, you know who'd be number two?
I'm guessing maybe Derek Carr.
Yep. But he's not Stafford. I mean, they're both 3-0, but Stafford's QBR, he's on pace to throw 51 touchdown passes. There's only like two guys who've ever thrown more than 50 in a season. They are just dominant. Now, here's my question. It sounded to me like it was insanely loud, even for the Bucks. It sounded like that was just like pandemonium. What was it like being there?
Well, first of all, I've heard so when we were at the Coliseum, there were many times where the other team outnumbered us, right? Just acknowledge that. Cowboys kind of.
But the Rams crowd sounded insane, and Tampa even had some fans, it sounded like.
Tampa had probably 20% of the building. They had that far end zone. As I was looking at the field, they had the end zone to the right. I don't know, north, south, east, west, whatever that is. The Rams fans have, this stadium, which is spectacular, and this team, which is spectacular, I think have really, really lit the fan base. And there are more Rams fans. I mean, that first of all, the place is 70,000 packed, right? 70,000 packed. They're standing room only. It is so loud because they've got that roof, the sort of acrylic looking roof that you can see through. It reverberates like crazy, and it is loud. And I thought the fans forced Tampa into two motion penalties at critical times in the game just because the crowd was that loud and that crazy, and people are so into it. I mean, when Sam Lagana yells, "Whose house?" they blew the roof off that place yelling Rams house. It is just a spectacular experience to be there, and that team is so friggin' good. As you mentioned, DeSean Jackson is now involved. And I don't care if he's 34 years old. He's like, I mean, is he the fastest player on the field? He's close to the fastest player on the field.
Well, he still gets separation, and he's a perfect complement to Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, because now you don't know who to double, and Kupp has become so dangerous that he, by default, is getting the double teams. And the second he does, you just turn DeSean Jackson
loose.
Well,
and despite the double teams, Cooper Kupp leads the league in both receiving yardage and touchdowns for a receiver. So he is getting it done.
Just ridiculous.
It's fun to go to a game. It is fun to go to a game. It is fun to be there. I actually ran into some friends of I went to see Dr. Grant Stevens.
Yeah.
Who is down at the other section. And I met, you mentioned last week, your favorite unknown restaurant or your favorite restaurant in Manhattan Beach, which was Slay.
Yeah, did you meet David?
I met David Slay.
Oh, you gotta go to his place.
Their friend Michael McGuire, who won the Tony Award for Les Miserables. He's now an attorney. Hung out with those guys. Can I tell you something really? I don't even know if I'm supposed to tell this story on the air. But I'm going to. So I mentioned last week that after I went to the opener against the Bears, that there was a guy next to me who was so drunk and out of control and MF and everything in the world. And I prayed to God that guy had only bought those seats on StubHub and was not going to be there for the next 50 years.
Right.
Guess what? Introduced himself as the guy who's going to be next to us for the next 50 years. This morning.
Yeah.
Contacted our special helper at the Rams, and we will be moving our seats.
No!
Yes!
No, those seats are so good!
They're still great. They're just in a different row than that guy. I could not spend the next
50 years. Oh, my God, I wouldn't give up those seats no matter how bad that guy was.
No. They're still spectacular seats. We're moving to the same section, so we're still 50-yard line section. We're just in a different row. I cannot be near that guy. I can't be near. He's so drunk. He's so obnoxious. He's so out of control. I mean, he would make it unbelievably unbearable to be at these games. So, yeah, I moved. I'm going to be in the same section. I'm just going to be different rows than this guy because I couldn't be next to him.
So you've become a snob. You used to be that guy. To be the party guy, and now you're moving from the party guy.
I am not slammed, drunk, rocking drunk, obnoxious, MF and everybody.
And is he a Rams fan?
He's a Rams fan, yeah.
Okay.
He's
you
not
hate
our
your
finest,
own fans, Mace.
He's not our finest.
I mean,
he's
come
not
on.
Our finest.
It's just a guy who's drunk having fun.
At Raider games, my favorite part of those guys are the people that dress up and get hammered and act like idiots.
This guy doesn't get dressed up. He's just hammered. He's the kind of guy that at the end of the third quarter runs up and gets five drinks.
Right.
Because he
Good
knows
for
they're
him.
About to cut off service.
Good for him.
Well, so he's playing the rules to his advantage.
Exactly.
But
yeah,
you know, couple more things about this game that jumped out at me.
Okay.
Number one is I was very impressed with the Rams defensively when they needed stops.
Yeah.
Because you know Aaron Donald gets held on almost every play and they don't always call it. And you know how many penalties the Rams had yesterday called on them?
I'm trying to think. Maybe two?
One.
One.
One penalty the whole game. And
that's just discipline. That's
and Jalen Ramsey is just flying all over the field. They're blitzing him sometimes. They're dropping
they're
him back into coverage.
Safety at times.
Yeah,
taking
he's
away.
Just.
I mean, he's everywhere.
He's doing everything. I don't know what your weakness is. I mean, before this week, you would say special teams, but they got that buttoned up.
Special teams. I told you that Tutu Atwell was going to start getting his run at
right.
He didn't.
Last
break
year,
anything.
We would say offensive line, but the offensive line this year has been excellent. I
it's
guess if
great.
You were nitpicking, you could say they're not great running the ball, but Tampa Bay has the best run defense in the NFL.
Yep.
So I don't know if anybody was going to be good running the ball. And I get the feeling if you don't stop Stafford, that's when, I mean, if eventually they're going to have to drop 7-8 guys into coverage.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a pass-first offense. I mean,
right.
You know,
which means the running game is going to open up at some
running,
point.
Running game will open up, and the last couple of games, it has opened up late in the game when they're just trying to grind clock. They were just trying to grind some clock yesterday at the end, and Sony Michel broke some decent runs, you know, a first down here, a first down there. They didn't have Darrell Henderson, so they played without him, their first round running lead running back, I guess you would say. He wasn't available, so it was Sony Michel. Sony Michel looked okay. Jake Funk, the rookie, even touched the football. It was like everybody was involved in this game. I was so glad when DeSean Jackson caught that bomb. Did you see McVay?
Yeah, sprinted down the sidelines.
All the way down the field. Not at the speed of DeSean Jackson, but at the highest speed, I think,
right,
that the
average. Well, here's the problem if you're the defense. Cooper Kupp's great at getting open. So you got to send us. You can't single cover Cooper Kupp, or he'll do what he's done all three games this year, which is catch 10 passes, catch one or two touchdowns, and just eat you alive. So at some point you get sick of that, and you send a safety to double Cooper Kupp. And the second you do that, you're dead, because that means DeSean Jackson can just go run one-on-one with a corner and just destroy you. And that's what he did on three separate occasions yesterday. They only connected on the one. But, they can't figure this McVay thing out. And
no,
now that
no.
he doesn't have Jared Goff making, you know, one out of every three throws is bad. Stafford, he started 1 for 6, and
yep.
it didn't even matter.
Yeah, he's thrown one pick this year. It was on a tip ball. You're right. He started a little shaky yesterday. You're right. He started out 1 of 6.
He overthrew Kupp, who was wide open early. He overthrew DeSean, underthrew DeSean, who was wide open early. But then they just got it all together. They're very fun to watch. I'm very happy for you. They are. I mean, let me ask you this. Who's the second best team in the NFL?
It's a really good question. Who's number two?
Green Bay looks like they've figured something out.
We could arguably say, I mean, we'll find out on Sunday. We could say Arizona looks really, really good.
Yeah, I think this is a game Sunday.
I think
Kyler Murray is going to create problems because he's the, you know, you look at the quarterbacks that the Rams have faced so far, and, you know, Carson Wentz, not really a runner. Andy Dalton, not really a runner. Tom Brady, the antithesis of a runner. Here
yeah.
comes Kyler Murray with a whole new dimension. So I think this game this weekend's close.
Oh, it'll be fun. By the way, Showtime yesterday, Magic Johnson was there. LeBron was there. Carmelo was there. AD was there. THT. We saw Kawhi Leonard there. They put Paul George on the video board.
Now, when they put the Clipper guys, did people boo?
You know, I don't think they did.
That
I,
normally I, happens if they put the Clipper
happens.
Guys up.
It normally happens.
Move.
Mike Tyson was there. Dr. Dre. Larry David was there.
Yeah, he goes to a lot of Laker games,
the
too.
The cast of Ted Lasso was there. I mean, it was like it really was Showtime in a lot of ways. And the one thing that's weird about being at a game and being in the middle of a game, it is last year I was able to put an earphone in, just one earbud, and be able to listen to J.B. Long and Maurice Jones-Drew and DeMarco Farr call the game. It is now too loud. I can't do it. I can't hear
You got to get noise canceling or something.
Something, yeah. Because it is so friggin' loud
yeah,
in there.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman kept commenting on that, how just unbelievably loud it was. And any better getting out?
It was
the
better, yeah.
Okay.
It's you know, it took about, I guess, from the end of the game, which was 4:35, I was pulling into the yard, into the house at about 5:45. So about an
That's
hour and
bad.
10 minutes from the end of the game itself.
Right.
So that wasn't too bad. And yeah, a lot of people have talked about the party. I think they're going to continue to work on that and continue to fine tune that. But it's about like getting out of a Dodger game for all
yeah.
intents and purposes.
But you I'll know, tell you what, they are now the clear-cut favorite. Not only to win the NFC, I think they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Now, that could change.
Agree.
It's only week three. But, and you know, every year a team comes out kind of looking unbeatable.
I think he's
unbeatable.
The favorite to win the MVP award, too.
Right now, yeah, if you did it after 3 weeks. But it's there. Let's put it this way. Of all the 3-0 teams, they look the best. They really haven't had a game yet where you felt like they weren't going to win it. I guess Indy was kind of, with about 6 minutes to go, was kind of up in the air, but you never felt like they weren't going to win that game. And both the Bears game, it looks like the Bears are terrible, but
yeah.
The Bears game and the Tampa game were well in hand in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and yesterday's game was just was not no contest. I mean, after they scored that, after DeSean Jackson scored on that bomb to lead off the second half, Tampa never got off the mat. They scored that late touchdown, which was just meaningless. I guess they were just running a practice 2-minute drill for all intents and purposes, and they were able to do that. The other thing is, everything for the Buccaneers was yards after catch. There was no distance. That secondary really had them locked up. And so it was a dink and a dunk, and they were able to get some yards after the catch with Evans and Godwin and Gronk at one point. They were able to do that, but not throwing down the field at all. I don't think you can throw down the field on that Rams secondary. I just don't think you can.
And I think Aaron Donald's the best defensive player in the league, and I'm not so sure Jalen Ramsey isn't second. I think they may have a LeBron AD situation there, where they have maybe the two best players at their position on the same team. And I'm very happy for you. I can't believe you're moving your seats. I love your seats. That guy.
By the way, these seats I'm getting are just as good. They're just a couple of rows away.
You've sat in them?
Yeah, I sat in them.
Now,
are
they in front of this guy or behind him? I hope you're behind him, because if you're in front of him, he's just going to yell at you.
We're four rows in front of him.
Oh, he's just going to heckle you.
You're still going to hear him. Nothing changed.
That guy has no idea who anybody is that was at that game. He was so blitzkrieged.
Who goes with him?
One time it was a woman that he just yelled at the entire time. And yesterday it was apparently a son, you know, like a little 12-year-old kid who he was just, you know, MFing this and MFing that. And that's an effing first down. And that's a penalty. I mean, it was just I've never been around somebody so obnoxious at a game. So obnoxious. Now, I like cheering, I like enthusiasm, and I like all that stuff. I like the party, bingo. But this guy, I mean, there is such a thing as being too drunk and too out of control, and this guy is, by definition, that.
Wow. I can't believe you're moving your seats. Okay.
There's
a bunch of other stuff going on. We'll talk about the Raiders. We'll talk about USC, who looks like a disaster.
Oh, my God, what a grease fire that is.
The Lakers have media day tomorrow. There was a deep dive on the Lakers in The Athletic today that revealed a lot of news. There is a weird dynamic, Mace, going on in the NBA. It's playing out in two different cities, in Brooklyn and in San Francisco, where a key high-paid player is refusing to take the vaccine and may not be able to play in their team's home games. We'll get into that, too.
Yeah. I don't think you mentioned the Dodgers.
No, but I have a take on the Dodgers you're not
gonna
like.
Oh, don't quit. Don't be a quitter.
Nope, you're not.
Don't be a loser quitter.
Molly Knight just said she just gave the division to the Giants.
She's a loser quitter.
Travis this morning gave the division to the Giants.
Yeah,
no, the smart thing to do now is rest these Dodger guys.
Okay, we'll talk about that too coming up. Mason and Ireland, don't forget, a chance to win $1 million 1 hour from right now. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What a game that's going to be on Sunday at SoFi Stadium. The undefeated Cardinals and Kyler Murray versus MVP favorite Matthew Stafford and the undefeated Super Bowl-bound Rams. All right, so over the weekend, we're talking a lot about this race to the finish line, the Giants and the Dodgers. The Dodgers wound up taking 2 out of 3. The Giants ended up sweeping Colorado. So it is now a 2-game advantage for the Giants with 6 games to go.
All right, now let me throw an argument at you, and you can tell me where it breaks down for you.
Okay.
All right? So the Giants picked up another game over the weekend, as you mentioned. The Dodgers laid an egg on Saturday night. They lost 7-1.
Yep.
So, or 7-2, maybe. I can't remember.
Yeah, 7-2.
So, neither team plays tonight.
Yep.
They got 6 games left starting tomorrow. The Giants' 6 games are against Arizona and the Padres, both who are long since eliminated. Even the Padres. The Padres are in free fall. The Arizona stinks, all right? So, let's say the Dodgers or the Giants play bad in that series.
Yeah.
play bad, they would still go 3-3. If they go 3-3, the Dodgers would have to go 5-1 just to catch them, and 6-0 to beat them outright. The Giants only got to win 4 games, Mace.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, you look at it that way. You feel free to look at it that way. If the Giants lose tomorrow night and the Dodgers win, it's one game.
Right.
That's it. One game separates
them. So you would pitch
Buehler
tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, exactly like they pitched Odias yesterday. They threw him 5 clean innings. I mean, I think you want to keep these guys on their rhythm. You want to keep them in their
rotation.
But
Buehler's rhythm has been terrible. His last two starts have been his worst two of the year.
Buehler has no – right, and he says he needs to figure some stuff out. He can use those 5 innings to his advantage.
Okay, what about everybody else? Wouldn't you go to Mookie Betts and to Justin Turner and to Trey Turner and to Corey Seager and say, guys, look, just play as much as you want to play down the stretch. If you feel like you need a day or two to get ready for this wild card game, take it. But we're putting all our eggs in the wild card basket. We're playing a red hot team. The Cardinals have won 16 games in a row.
Yes.
We need everybody focused and ready to play that wild card game. And if you don't do that, if you grind these guys to the end, knowing that at least statistically the odds are way against you of winning the division, aren't you short-shirting the wild card game? You're not putting enough emphasis on it.
No, John, I think right now it's 2 games is not insurmountable.
Right, but it's
unlikely. I don't want to play a team
you have to
that
prioritize.
Has won 16 games in a row.
But you're going to. You have to face the music.
I'm
the
not Giants, facing that music yet.
Right,
I'm
at
not
what
facing
point
that
will you?
Music yet.
At what point will you? If the Giants pick up another game tonight, will you do it?
3 games left. Yeah, but what would you do differently?
I don't understand what would you do differently? I would people. I would rest people that are banged up. I would tell anybody that's in my starting 8, and I would tell Buehler and Urias, look, you're done. Get ready for the playoffs. Just take it easy, relax, get your body right. We need everybody at full strength. If you want to play Sunday as a tune-up for a couple of innings, treat these like spring training games.
Right. I think that's what they did yesterday. They threw Urias for 5 innings. That's it.
Right. So
they
why throw Buehler at all?
They threw him for 5 innings. He looked great.
So let me ask you this. Would you throw Buehler? Buehler's supposed to pitch tomorrow night?
Yeah.
And then Sunday?
Right.
Would you throw him Sunday if it's already decided?
If it's already decided, I'd say that's his call.
Right. Well, that's what I'm. That's all I'm arguing for
right.
for everybody.
No,
everybody that need. I think Dave Roberts should walk into the locker room and say, anybody who's banged up, who needs a day to get right, tell me, we'll give it to you.
Too early.
I don't
understand the throw in the towel mentality.
Because the Giants
you didn't want Urias to pitch yesterday, and he gave him 5 solid shutout innings. That's exactly what he needed to do. It was just a tune-up, and that's what they'll do with Buehler. Buehler won't throw more than 5 innings tomorrow night.
Where are they tomorrow night?
They're at home. They're home the rest of the way.
Okay.
They're home to San Diego tomorrow night. To San Diego. Then they finish with Milwaukee, and Milwaukee's already clinched.
Yeah.
So we're probably not going to see any of the Milwaukee frontline starters.
Right. But I just think if the Giants win tomorrow night especially, then you're just running out of time. The numbers are so against you. Give everybody a day to rest. But let's see what they do. Maybe
we're 1 game away from being 1 game out.
Right. But even a tie. Now here's the hard question. All right. Let's say you force a tie.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
You pitch Scherzer in 163?
Yes.
Or do you pitch Buehler in 163 and hold Scherzer for the wild card?
No, you pitch Scherzer. I think that decision has already been made, that they're going to pitch Scherzer in either the wild card game or game 163. One or the other, it's going to be Scherzer. Which means that Buehler will likely pitch game 1 of the NLDS.
Unless you have to pitch him Sunday.
Unless you have to pitch
and
him
Kershaw
again.
Was the one who got rocked on Saturday.
Correct. Kershaw was the one who gave up the runs. So, yeah, no, I just think it's too early to quit. I mean, Molly Knight, what happened to my friend Molly Knight? When did she become such a quitter?
Because, as usual, she's being smart.
No, when did she become such a quitter?
She's looking at the numbers. She's looking at how good the Giants have been this year. And the
Giants
are
1 game away from being 1 game away.
If the Giants win 4 out of 6, and they may even win more than that, but if they win 4 out of 6, the best the Dodgers could do is tie. And the Giants are going to win 4 out of 6.
And that's all we need is to tie. We don't need to beat them. We just need to tie. We just need to force that game. Give me Scherzer
so
and
you're
game
going,
163.
You're going 6-0.
If that's what it takes, yes.
Yeah. Then what happened on Saturday?
Well, they blew one. That doesn't mean the Giants can't blow one.
Well,
Giants aren't going to go undefeated.
Yeah, but they don't have to. The Dodgers do.
Right. The Giants can easily lose two.
I don't see it. And I think what'll happen is you'll see over the next couple of days, probably by Thursday, that this thing will sort itself out. The Giants will win Tuesday and Wednesday, and Dave Roberts will say, okay, everybody out. And you get ready for that wild card game, which is going to be a monster game. Bergman, when is the wild card game? When is the potential Dodger-Cardinals game?
Wednesday. It'll be on Wednesday.
Yeah,
6th.
Wednesday next week.
Okay. So, and it'd be at Dodger Stadium, right?
Yes. And it'd be Adam Wainwright versus Max Scherzer.
I got a Laker game that night. Man, that's a tough
Are we
night.
Doing a remote that day, Bergman?
No, we're not doing it on the 6th. I think we're going to do it for game 1 of the NLDS.
Okay.
Wait a minute. We're doing remotes again?
Yeah, we're back out with the people, man. I've been pushing on these guys. Let's get out with the people. Let's get out with the people. I'm all about it.
Now, wait a minute.
You will not be there, John.
Okay. Well, I'm on the road anyway.
Right.
But I'm just saying, so you would do this show with a mask or you would do the remote outside?
Don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, we would probably, if we are inside, when we're on the air, we can take the mask off. But when you're off mic,
yeah, we
you
just
put your
did
mask
one of these
on
at
then,
Hollywood Park
right
Casino
there.
A couple of weeks ago. Keyshawn flew in. We did a draft party at Hollywood Park Casino. So, no. I think we're totally fine. And I want to get out with the people. Tomorrow night, Jorge and Bergie, you both got your tickets?
Yes.
Sure do.
Thank you.
Ready to go. Thanks, man.
We are going to the Dodger game tomorrow night. And I forget the name of the listener who's – I think we're not allowed to say it now that it's just us. I think we're allowed to say it. Tomorrow night is the night we go to a local baseball game. Yes. One game away from being one game out. There you go. One game away from being one game out.
Yeah, good thing you're
not reaching. That's the optimistic
there.
Way to look at it.
Yeah.
I'm an optimist. I'm a glass half full guy.
Mm-hmm. How much money, Bergman, does he lose when the Dodgers don't win the division?
20.
Yeah.
Wow.
He loses. You guys got some major bets going still on here.
Yeah.
If you go to 163.
I lost the Kenley Jansen bet.
You've lost every bet, let's be honest.
Yeah, Ireland, you are trailing everybody in Mythical Money.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll get it all back when Scherzer wins the wild card game.
No, 163. It has to be a game 163 for you to get 50K.
Right.
That's not the wild card game.
No,
it is a wild card game. That's what I bet on.
No, you bet on game 163.
Right. No, he didn't.
You said if the Dodgers get to a 163.
I bet in the wild card.
He bet on the wild
card. Jorge, help, back me up here.
No, John, you said 163.
Right, but I meant that's the first game.
Whoa, wait a second. Wait what you minute. Meant wait and what minute. You did no. are two totally different
things. How is that not game 163?
It's
how is
not,
the wild card game not 163?
It's not. It's just a playoff game.
Well, that's the game I'm betting on.
Oh, wow.
Oh, see, we got controversy.
Oh,
we got controversy.
But you guys didn't want to bet it, right?
No, I mean you
well,
can put
no,
a, you,
didn't
you
take
can.
The bet.
You can now put another 50K on the wild card
Well,
game.
That's where I want the 50K. The first game after Sunday.
Which would be game 163 if there is one. But
or,
okay.
Or it would be the wild card
No, just
game.
Let him have the
nah,
wild
right,
card
fine.
Game.
God, we always do.
Stupid argue it. Stupid argue. By the way, Ireland, you're down to 61,700.
Because I lost the Kenley Jansen bet.
Kenley Jansen bet.
Yeah, no
and
problem.
And you lost both your parlays.
Yeah, but I'll get it all back. The Raiders, God, they gave him a touchdown on the last play of the game.
Yeah, that was very frustrating.
But I felt so bad for you guys because you all had bet on the Raiders. That's a shame.
We did.
Jorge had bet on the Raiders. Jorge, how you like your gambling now?
Oh, man, I lost 15 grand this weekend.
Yep.
And by the way, when he says that, it's all
mythical money. Yeah.
Did anyone win money this weekend, Bergman?
Nobody won. Money.
I lost four. I know.
Yeah, you lost all of yours. Mason won two of his five bets.
So he lost.
I lost two of my three bets, and Jorge lost all three.
Yes. All right. Yeah, we are gambling.
By the way, Mason's about to go 0-3 in fantasy.
Oh my goodness!
Oh no, it's not
so
over
good.
Yet.
One brown man.
All right.
It's not over yet.
I'll explain what he's up against. Mason, I think you and I are both going down tonight, even though we both have a chance to win.
We both have
a
chance.
I think we're both going down.
All right. Also coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. We are going to get to the travesty that is USC football. Dante Williams, the Dante Williams effect was ineffective, I think. It's fair to say they lost for the first time to Oregon State at the Coliseum since 1960. That's the year that President JFK gave his inauguration address.
Yeah, we weren't even alive.
No, we weren't even around the last time, so that was a mess. And we'll get some Raiders, too. The Raiders are undefeated after an overtime win. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A terrible bit. I'm against that.
Well, he's still going to yell at you. He's only going to be four rows away.
He won't know. He's so drunk. He couldn't pick me out of a lineup, Ireland.
You'll be surprised.
Get your Ram hands up! Get your Ram hands up! 3-0 and absolutely destroyed and manhandled the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers yesterday at SoFi Stadium. Rocking loud crowd. Congratulations to Rams fans for being out there and representing. All right, we're going to give the wheel of questions a spin here. Don't forget, Million Dollar Mondays, 2:15, your chance at $1 million. Make sure you're here for that. Let's give it a spin there, Jorge. Okay. What would you do if you could be immortal but unhappy, or live for 5 more years and be incredibly happy?
Oh, this might be the easiest one ever. Give me the 5 years.
Be immortal.
What do you want to be miserable all the time for?
I know, but don't you think in immortality time you'll have a chance to work it out and figure it out?
No, no. Life, you know, it means forever. That's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you there's something else, the afterworld. It's a world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun day or night. So why do you want to live? Do you even know what I just did?
What?
Forget it. Somebody will get it.
I think we got it.
I think we caught it.
I didn't get it. What was it? Tell me what it is.
He missed it. Move on.
All right.
Moving on.
So why do you want to be immortal? Like, why do you
want to use my Ram season tickets for the full 50 years? I paid for 50 years. I want to be in them for 50 years.
That's not impossible. You have to live to be, what, like 110?
It's unlikely. I'll be 110.
Yeah. What do you do after the 50 years?
Then they're my seats for good.
Yeah, for
eternity. Then you just don't have to pay for them anymore. They'll be permanent, yeah.
Well, you don't have to pay for the PSL, but you still have to pay for the
tickets.
Still
have to pay for the tickets.
But you'll be angry all the time.
At that point, the tickets will be like $10,000 a game.
But you're not going to enjoy sitting in those seats if you're angry all the time and immortal.
Oh, if I'm unhappy all the time.
Right. You'll be sitting there angry.
Is this as easy for you, Bergman? You only get 5 more years.
No.
Get 5 more years.
Give me the 5 years. Great. Yeah. That's it. That's all I need.
You want to be miserable.
No, I want to be happy. I don't want to be angry all the time.
Jorge,
I've done that.
Only 5 more years.
Yeah, I'll take the 5. Give me the 5.
Take the 5 years of incredibly happy. See, I would take my chances on being immortal. I would still be doing Mason and Ireland. It would be Mason and Bobo at some point because Ireland would be gone, and I would
be gone by 2026. I'll be gone before the Olympics.
You won't be on the air by the time we get to 2026?
No, but in this scenario, I'm out in 5 years.
Oh,
right?
That's right. You don't even make it to the Olympics.
Right.
That's one of my goals, is to still be doing the show when the Olympics come.
I don't think that's up to you.
Under this scenario, Bergman, Jorge, and I would all be dead in 2026.
Yes.
And I would be the only one to be to run
but
the
you'd
Olympic
be, God,
torch
you'd just be
into
a
the
miserable
stadium.
Human being when you're unhappy all the time. You'd be fired for being a grouch.
Yeah, there'd be no Juan. There would be no dogs.
Would
there would be no nothing.
Sophie would say they can't.
You and the obnoxious guy from the Rams seats.
You'd be best friends.
No.
That's my idea.
What do you want to be that guy for?
My idea of hell is sitting next to that guy for 50 years. That's my idea of hell.
I mean, that's me, you, angry.
Yeah, I would probably be the same. I'd probably take the 5 more happy years. five more happy years is good for me. All right, there's your wheel of questions
okay, so
for today.
This is
I was supposed to read, by the way, that it is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes!
So if you aren't familiar with the show, Mason is his nickname in our Hollywood Football League and fantasy football is last place Mace because he's finished last 4 out of the last 5 years.
That 1 year was good, though.
The last 2 in a row.
Yeah.
And so this year, in an attempt to motivate himself and others, he said if he finished last again, he would shave off one eyebrow.
One brow man.
Yeah. He had to play me in week 1, and I trounced him. And then last week he lost, and now that brings us to tonight.
Yes.
Mace, you're down again, but...
Yep, I'm down,
you have
but
Jalen,
I'm not out.
You have Jalen Hurts. Well, you're down by 5, right?
Yes.
All right, you have Jalen Hurts. That's the good news.
Yep.
But the other guy has Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott.
Who's just not who he used to be. It's we've entered the Tony Pollard era in Dallas.
But, I mean, Dak is just as good as Jalen, and then he has a running back just as a bonus. You ain't winning this game.
I'm winning this game. Jalen Hurts is going to have a monster night for the Eagles. Monster night and lift me to a victory. Now, what's your deal?
I am up by 7, but I'm done. And the other guy has CeeDee Lamb.
Oh,
so if CeeDee Lamb scores
one
touchdown,
tonight.
I'm dead. I think I'm probably losing.
Yeah.
But if CeeDee Lamb doesn't do anything, then I steal a victory.
I'm much higher on Jalen Hurts than you are.
I am, but Matthew Berry's high on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Matthew Berry absolutely is. All right, coming back next, let's talk about the dumpster fire that is the USC football program. Terrible, terrible loss to Oregon State. And we'll let you guys marinate a little bit in UCLA's victory over Stanford.
About time. DTR left his gave his body for this victory.
We'll do that coming up next for you. Don't forget, and then we'll get to the Raiders, too. It's a crazy Monday, a crazy Monday. Everything is going on. I should mention, phone lines
Raiders.
Are always open. You want to jump in on anything, 877-710-ESPN. You hear something you like, you hear something that you're interested in, 877-710-ESPN. You can also tweet us, at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, or at L.A. Ireland, and you can email the show always, venicemace@gmail.com. Coming up for you, about 35 minutes from right now, a chance to win $1 million because it's Million Dollar Mondays right here on 710 ESPN. By the way, we are all advancing in our Survivor pool. I had Baltimore, Ireland, you and Bergie both.
Boy,
had
you had
Denver.
Baltimore?
Yeah,
you
had
made
Baltimore.
It by the skin of Justin
skin of my
Tucker's teeth?
Jorge had the Raiders. Not stepdad Leo had Carolina. Your mom had Cleveland. And Michael Thompson had Buffalo. So everybody is
no, my
in.
My mom had Buffalo, I think.
Oh, she had Buffalo. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Everybody is alive. Leo is absolutely obnoxious about. He's so he's so obnoxious about the Giants. Just I get text messages. Giants won again.
Well, they've played very well.
Yes,
they deserve to be the division champion.
This is why you're not my stepdad.
Yeah.
Plus, you're not married to my mom.
Well, that would be the main reason.
That's the other reason. That's the other reason. So, USC, what a disaster that was, huh? I mean, first time they lose to Oregon State since 1960 at the Coliseum.
Yeah, they're directionless. I hope the kids don't throw in the towel in the season because a lot of people still follow what they do. But it seems clear now that they're not going anywhere.
I believe we can cross Dante Williams off the list of potential head coaches.
You're right. He is a fit. Well, you know, I always talked about you don't want him to win every game because if he does, then he'd be considered. After that loss, he's out.
But Mace, he brought everybody together on the field before the game, and he had a real nice talk with them.
In over his head.
That's not enough
in
for you?
Over his
you don't like
head.
When they're all just gathered around having a passionate speech?
Here's my view. Get that new guy in there. Wake me up when it's 2022, because this season is a wash.
Well, the other thing
I didn't even stay. Once they were blown out, and that game, by the way, that game was not as close as it looked. At one point, I think it was 44-14 or something like that. And I was like, I'm not staying awake for this. Normally, I will stay awake for every minute of a Trojan game. I'm just like, nah, that is a disaster. I don't even want to see that.
And I think Keaton Slovis had three interceptions, which means as soon as Jackson Dart is good to go, they're going to start Dart.
He, by the way, is listed week to week.
Well, he had arthroscopic knee surgery. So you figure he's got to take 2-3 weeks at least to get, you know, just through the recovery. And then what I heard was maybe Halloween.
Now, Jackson Dart, I mean, Keaton Slovis, I kind of feel bad for the kid. I mean, at one point, including me, thought, oh, yeah, he's going to play on Sundays. I don't know that he is.
Well, you know, it's always hard trying to figure out if college quarterbacks translate. Like, for example, Matt Barkley, everybody thought was going to be a really good
player.
Sure. Not. I remember Brett Hundley at UCLA I thought would be a really good pro.
Matt Leinart.
Barely hanging on. Yeah, Matt Leinart. So I think we get blinded by the big name of the college and rather than, you know, the skill set of the player. So I don't necessarily think any – even if Keaton Slovis is going to play in the NFL one day, I don't think he might start for USC by the end of this season.
Once Jackson Dart is healthy. Jackson Dart gave them a surge. And he had, as you mentioned, arthroscopic knee surgery on his meniscus. And he's supposed to be still available during this season. Now, go ahead and do your UCLA rah-rah, 8-clap, we beat Stanford.
Well,
business.
They never beat Stanford, so this was a good sign, Bergman. And DTR really did, like, sacrifice his body. He probably shouldn't even have been out there at the end of the game to throw that winning touchdown pass or that clinching touchdown pass. But he did. And now they could win the South. UCLA could win the South and play in the Pac-12 championship game.
By the way, DTR has returned to practice today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, DTR, he still does things that you're like, God, two or three times a game, you think to yourself, what is he even thinking? But either way, yeah, him being able to come back and play like that and actually throw a perfect pass to win the game was beautiful. But winning in Stanford means so much. They don't ever beat Stanford, period. They had lost 12 of 13 against Stanford going into that game.
Right. So the fact that they got past Stanford is a good sign. But, Oregon seems like the only hope to come out of the Pac-12 and play in the college football.
Yeah,
playoff.
They're far and away the best.
Look,
team
UCLA could be close. I don't have the schedule up in front of me, but they have three more pretty easy games, or not easy, but they have three more winnable games. So they could be 6-1 going to play Oregon. That could be for everything. You beat Oregon there and you're in the top 10, you're
Where
fighting
is that game,
for,
do you know?
That
I believe
game is
it's
at
up,
UCLA.
Yeah. Okay. So you win that game?
Yeah, but if Oregon can go into Columbus and beat Ohio State, they can go to the Rose Bowl and beat UCLA.
I mean, if you're going game by game.
You're absolutely right, schedule-wise.
Fresno State went into the Rose Bowl and beat
there
UCLA.
Are no. It's not like you're going to run into a murderer's row playing a Pac-12 schedule. The conference
right.
is so bad right now. It is Oregon and everybody else. That's why I think, I mean, now I've narrowed my list to two candidates for USC.
Really?
Chip Kelly?
No, he's it's a whole new day at UCLA.
Whole
no,
new
it's
world,
Mario
sir.
Cristobal and James Franklin. Mario Cristobal and James Franklin.
All right, I heard another name today, and it'd be very interesting if this guy showed up on the short list. Raheem Morris.
No.
You don't want him?
Nope.
Former head coach in the NFL.
Yep.
Which is a big deal that you've always
yep.
said, I can get you to the NFL. It would screw up the Rams.
Great
well,
defensive
we
are, mind.
We're used to losing all of our coaches after every year. we've adjusted. Like, I'm sure Kevin O'Connell, the offensive coordinator, will be gone after this year. Brandon Staley gone, Matt LaFleur gone, they're all Zach Taylor gone, all
yeah.
of them. All of them
so,
gone.
So, yeah, it is kind of par for the course.
Yeah, but, I'm not, I don't think Raheem Morris necessarily rings the bell.
Okay, so do we have time to play my absolute favorite piece of sound from this weekend?
Yeah.
All right, so Jorge, I'm going to the Jordan Clarkson stuff. Do you have that? Okay, so sometimes I worked in TV news for many, many years, and sometimes you get assigned to do what we call man on the street interviews.
Yeah.
You basically go out someplace where there be a lot of people, and if you have a central question, then you'll throw it at, but you know, you just say, hey, can I ask you a question? Do you mind being on TV? And most people will say, sure, you know, happy to do it. So in Salt Lake City, they sent a reporter out to do a story about interest in the Jazz. You know, the Jazz were the number one seed in the West this year.
Yep.
It's media day this week. So they wanted to
kind of take the city's temperature.
Right. So one of the people she stopped a guy and said, hey, would you mind talking to me about this? And he said, sure. But he never said who he was. So at first, you'll hear her ask if he goes to a lot of Jazz games. And then at some point, she asked him to spell his name. Hit it, Jorge.
Mike, now you spell your first and last name.
Spell it. Jordan Clarkson. J-O-R-D-A-N-C-L-A-R-K-S-O-N.
Did you go to any Jazz games?
Yeah, a lot.
How great is it that Clarkson never told her that he plays for the Jazz?
Yeah, a lot. I've been to a lot of Jazz games.
Oh, man.
That is so funny.
Apparently, as soon as she aired it, like, all these people, like, wrote to her on social
media. She aired
it?
Nobody in the control room said, oh, don't run this one.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, my God. I can't believe I did this. So, and she actually had some fun with it. Like she said, I have so many more questions after finding out who this actually is. And Clarkson's like,
great.
Thanks for putting me on TV.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So yesterday, the record for longest field goal happened. It was Justin Tucker, who I guess, is he the best kicker of all time?
Yeah. So it's best. Appropriate that he now holds this record.
And the Ravens needed it to beat the Lions. I think we've got the call. Jorge, do you have the call for each side? Here's the Ravens call. Again, it's a 66-yard field goal from Justin Tucker.
New NFL record. The old record was 64.
Tucker, it would be the longest in NFL history if it's good. A 66-yard try. Tucker's kick is on the way. It is good! Crossbar, and it tumbles through. It is good! Time has expired. Justin Tucker with the longest field goal in NFL history. The hay is in the barn, and it's mayhem on the field.
Oh, my God.
You've just seen history.
Lost my mind.
You have just seen and heard history as Justin Tucker, 8 years after he hit a 61-yarder to win in Detroit, has silenced the crowd with the longest field goal in NFL history, 66 yards. Tucker,
the hay is in the barn.
Do
you ever use that expression? The hay is in the barn.
And now, Jorge, you have the Detroit call too, right?
Oh.
All right, so here was how it sounded from the Lions thing.
Eagle on the line. Tucker's ready. There's the snap. Spot down. Kick on the way. It is up and it is off the crossbar and through. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Justin Tucker from 66 hit the crossbar and it bounced through. And the Ravens are celebrating on the field. The longest field goal in the history of the NFL has just beaten the Detroit Lions.
Wow. Okay. Hey, I'm getting multiple reactions that for some reason,
yeah,
the Clarkson stuff never went on the air.
Oh, they never aired it?
No. We just now, Jorge, for whatever reason, people listening on 710 couldn't hear it. I've gotten like 25 tweets about it.
Jeez. We'll figure
it out.
That
it didn't go out over the air and all people. Okay, so here it is again. This reporter on the street walked up. All right, so they say don't play it. So apparently we're having technical issues and we apologize for that. We can't
trust
it.
Us. It's funny. Just take our word for it. It's
we'll tweet
really
it. We'll tweet
and
it.
And we'll bring it for you later. We'll get it somehow for you later. All right, so it is a monumental Monday. The Los Angeles Rams have established themselves as the clear-cut Super Bowl favorites. And that is not hyperbole, John.
Well, I think the Rams are, like, far and beyond the favorite. Like, yeah. I don't even know who number two is.
No, it's not clear. It's not clear. And the Raiders did win yesterday. We'll get to that a little bit. Plus, on top of everything else, we've got Dodgers with a big game tomorrow night, as they are six games left and two games behind the Giants. Ireland wants to throw in the towel. We'll talk about that. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.